Today's story is called The Village of the Cruel King, written by Bubele Khetche. Let's listen closely now. Once there was a village that was ruled by a very cruel king. The village stood in the middle of a huge dark forest, and in the forest lived a family of giants. The villagers lived in fear of the king and also in fear of the giants. At the beginning of each year, the cruel king would gather all the villagers and give them impossible tasks.
Nizawusebenza emasimini imihla ngemihla ukuze niqinisekise isivuno esigqibeleleyo.
Yatsho ikumkani ekhohlakeleyo kwiqela elithile labantu belali.
Ke nina, niza kushintsha pho zenu nichithe lonke ixesha lenu nisalusa imfuyo yam.
Yatsho kwelinye iqela.
Yabona ke, no one is allowed to rest on weekends. Akekho ndithi nomntu omnye ofanele uba ufumane iholide.
He declared, at the end of each year, the king would gather all the villagers again. Everyone was expected to show the king what they had done for him during the year. Every time, the king would say,
that's not good enough. Umhlawumbi nizawusebenza ngcono xa ndisisa abantwana benu kumagongqongqo. Abantwana sesona sidlo simnandi kumagongqongqo.
Then the cruel king would send the children to the forest and they would never be seen again. At the end of a very difficult year for the villagers, the king again sent the children to the forest. Omnye wababantwana yayingunoni. Noni had always lived with her grandmother, but now her grandmother was too old to meet the king's demands. She had been working hard for the king all her life, but she had also worked hard to prepare Noni for the forest. Unoni uye yedwa umntana owayengakhali ngexesha amajoni ekumkani ayesisa abantwana ehlathini. She looked at her grandmother and waved goodbye. The forest was darker and scarier than Noni thought it would be. The footprints of the giants were bigger than her grandmother's heart. The ground trembled as the giants approached. While the other children scattered, Noni remembered her grandmother's words.
Nokuba uyika kangakanani, omelele, ungabonisi ubungwadi.
Then the family of giants appeared. Their fingers alone were the same size as Noni. But even though her hands were shaking and she feared for her life, Noni stood still and faced the giants. A female giant noticed Noni and kneeled in front of her.
Ngubani igama lakho ndomincinci?
Labuza igongqongqo. Her breath was as strong as the wind, her voice as loud as thunder.
My name is Noni.
Noni answered.
Why aren't you scared like all the other children?
Asked the giant.
Ngoba umakhulu wami unixelele uba kumele uba ndibe strong.
Replied Noni.
Your grandmother is a wise woman and you are brave and strong.
Said the giant. But now, all the other children had been caught.
Are you going to eat us now?
Noni asked. The female giant laughed and said,
Oh no, no Noni, why do you ask that?
Kaloku ikumkani ithe abantwana sesona sidlo simnandi kumagongqongqo.
Waphendula uNoni.
Ah! That's something the king tells all the families to make sure that they work hard and never leave the village. Come with me. I want to show you something,
said the female giant. Noni climbed onto the giant's hand A few minutes later, they arrived at the most beautiful place Noni had ever seen. Intaba zaziluhlaza, kukho imithi yeziqhamo yonke indawo. Abantwana bebedlala kamnandi kwaye bonwabile.
You see, we don't eat children. We only keep them safe from the king because we don't want him to make them work so hard all year. When they are old enough, they are free to live wherever they want.
Said the giant. Zamvuyisa kakhulu ke ezindaba uNoni. But then she thought of her grandmother.
I need to go back to my grandmother. Ndimxelele ukuba ndisafe. I have to tell my people that ikumkani ilixoki and they can live if they want to.
Noni said to the giant. The giant brushed Noni's hair and said,
Oh, Noni, that is very brave of you. Kodwa awukami ready. Jonga, ndiza kufundisa ukuzimela kwinkosi. And xa ixesha li-right, uzawuhamba ubuyele kwilali yakho uye kusindisa abantu bakho. Then you will be the new queen. Ndicinga uba ungangukumkanikazi obalaseleyo.
UNoni wancuma wathi,
Nam ndicinga njalo, as long as it doesn't take too long. I don't want my grandmother to be sad.
The giant nodded and Noni ran off to play with her friends, knowing that soon she would go back to the village and save her people from the cruel king. And so we come to the end of another Nalibali story time. Today's story was called The Village of the Cruel King, written by Bubele Getshe.
This story was brought to you by the Nalibali Reading for Enjoyment campaign in association with Standard Bank and SABC Education.
Drip drop, drip drop, washing the day away.
Dip, 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 dip. Deep, dup,
and deep, washing the dup, dirt away. That's right. Washing away. Again? You see? You're talking like a big boy now.
Yo! Tom? Hey, man. But our little one's smart, eh? Listening to him sounding out your words. Ay, khona. Ufuzu tata foot. Ufuzu tata. Ufuzu tata.
Before children can speak, stories help them understand the world around them. Telling stories from birth help them learn about words and language. Practice this a few minutes every day with a free Nalibali story at www.nalibali.org. Or WhatsApp stories to 0600-442254. Nalibali, it starts with a story.